Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. An editorial in the Barbadian newspaper for September 1st, 1855, commented on the unceasing complaints from passengers about the poor service being provided to Barbados and the region by the Royal Mail Steam Packet Company. The Royal Mail Steam Packet Company had been formed in London in 1839 to facilitate faster and more efficient mail communication between Great Britain and the world using the new steamships, which had begun to operate commercially in the Atlantic from the 1830s onwards. The intercolonial service in the Caribbean became the first major area of operation for the company because it was seen as a way to stimulate regional and international trade after the end of chattel slavery. However, in the early days, the company had considerable difficulties, partly because it used ships that had been converted from sail to steam on many of its routes. These vessels were cramped and liable to frequent breakdowns. The comments in the Barbadian newspaper on this day in 1855 on the service offered by the company were prompted by reports of the sufferings experienced by Barbadian passengers aboard the Royal Steam Packet Eagle. The newspaper noted that a competent witness who saw the ship's departure from the island 2 weeks earlier had expected to hear that she had broken down every day, and affirmed that there were absolute dangers to the lives of all on board from the worn condition of the machinery as well as from the filthy state of the vessel. In the event, both the ship's engines broke down at sea, and the crew were forced to raise makeshift sails to limp back to port in Grenada. With the ship stranded there in a disabled condition, the mails bound for Europe were sent to St. Thomas, while the unfortunate passengers were forced to return to Barbados aboard a small sloop, commanded, as the newspaper said, by an individual utterly ignorant of navigation. The newspaper also noted that 6 or 7 artillerymen who had arrived in Barbados from Trinidad aboard the Eagle a few weeks earlier had died of yellow fever. It blamed their illness on the filthy condition of the vessel. A letter reprinted in the same edition of the newspaper detailed some of the recurring complaints against the Royal Mail Steam Packet Company. These included inadequate accommodation, and especially the utter disregard of female delicacy in allocating the only available salon space for men to sleep in, the total absence of any kind of shelter for deck passengers, and the general inefficiency and unseaworthiness of the vessels. To add to the general discomfort, it was reported that whenever the vessels took on coal, the unfortunate passengers who could not seek shelter in the overcrowded salon were covered from head to foot in coal dust. The Barbadian editorial, published on this day in 1855, summed up the sorry case of the failed voyage of the steam packet Eagle as follows. The whole affair proves that the directors of the Royal Mail Company are utterly regardless of every consideration except that of making money.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.